For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The 2006 United Nations Office of Drug Control reports that last year, the Colombian government launched the biggest eradication campaign in the country's history. And there's been a dramatic increase in cocaine seizures in Colombia, and a record number of cocaine processing laboratories have been destroyed. In recent years, more Colombian drug barons have been captured and extradited to the United States than ever before. Yet these measures have not curbed the number of hectares of coca currently under cultivation in Colombia. The availability of cocaine, its purity, and its street price have not significantly fallen in the main consuming cities of Europe and the United States, and the coca leaf is still being processed into cocaine paste as never before in Colombia. The only reasonable conclusion to be made from the 2006 UNODC report is that the United States drug policy in Colombia, and to a lesser extent European Union policy, is a failure and a waste of money. We often think of drugs as being a problem unique to the United States. While that may have been true once, it no longer is. The problem has become a global one. A recent report from the New Delhi, India, is that the consumption of cocaine in the city has shot up in the past 2 years. So far, cocaine use is similar to the early use in the United States. It's used by a limited segment of society that can afford it. The Delhi police are currently not targeting high-profile consumers. Instead, they are targeting the dealers. The Delhi Narcotics Unit is reportedly a non-sanctioned unit, but they are working on making it a sanctioned unit of approximately three times the size it is now. They currently are focusing on quantities of 100 grams or more. If this all sounds familiar, it's almost the exact copy of how it all started here in the United States almost 30 years ago. And if India hopes to control their drug problem, they will have to use a different approach than prohibition. The reality of it is that it's impossible to completely obliterate consumer demand for cocaine, and for this reason, and because of the failure of anti-drug policies in Colombia, the debate about legalization must begin in earnest and be seriously considered as an alternative solution to the war on drugs. Law enforcement against prohibition is comprised of current and former members of law enforcement who support drug regulation rather than prohibition. Leap believes that the U.S. war on drugs has been an absolute failure as drugs are more available, higher quality, and less expensive than when it all started. All it has succeeded in doing here is filling up our jails with nonviolent offenders. It's sad to see India making the same mistakes that we made. Educate and inform yourselves. Ask tough questions of elected officials. It's time for a change. Together, let's find a solution for our future. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.